At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, fudge.
I've said my bad. I thought he was done singing.
Sorry, everyone. Anyway, you may notice Sarah's not here.
Miss you.
It's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show without Sarah. We got Maddie on the board. We got Bob on Celebrity Trash. She's getting ready to take over here in 1 second. Let me just tell you a couple things, including mostly sunny today, should be nice. Although right now in downtown San Francisco, we have clouds. I also wanted to mention this real quick. I didn't plan to say it, but so my daughter has, this is Edie, my youngest. She's got these little blankets that she keeps with her when she sleeps. And they're like security blankets, but they're about the size of like a big washcloth.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that she's had since she was a baby. And so even though she's going to go 7, I thought, you know what? I'm going to get her some new ones because they're kind of worked and she just brings them everywhere. It's a Canadian company. And so I didn't even think of it. I ordered these blankets and I was done. And then this lady writes me today from the company and says, thanks for your recent order. We wanted to inform you that of a change regarding shipments from Canada to the United States.
Ah.
There are going to be extra charges. These are the tariffs, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, how much? I'll still pay. And she said, I can't tell you how much. And I went, let's cancel those.
Wow.
And then she writes at the end, thanks, Vince. Your order's been canceled. We hope things go back to how they were previously. Huh. Ah, crazy. All right. Anyway, so let me get to this. This is what I got to read. 4 tickets for the 4th. Right now, take the word diamond and text it to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to see 4 concerts. Text the word diamond to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered to win a pair of tickets to Dua Lipa at the Chase Center, Benson Boone at the Chase Center, Teddy Swims at the Greek Theater, and Shawn Mendes at the Frost Amphitheater. Courtesy of Live Nation, this hour's code word is diamond. Little late. We'll get to that on time next time. Sorry about that.
We're
everyone.
Doing what we can.
First
day.
You guys are doing great. Keep
Thanks,
up the good
Bob.
Work.
You're the best. And now we do turn to Bob for Celebrity Trash.
I teased this right before the break, but Beyonce is on her Cowboy Carter tour, and she did 2 dates in Houston this past weekend, her hometown shows. And I guess during part of the show, she rides in a giant red Cadillac and flies through the sky in her, you know, really cool, like, spandex getup, big American flag, a big car, and she literally goes over the crowd, and it malfunctioned. So, like, it's held by wires on either side of the car, and it looked like, I mean, I'm not a technical expert, but it looked like one side was getting lowered faster than the other side, and she ends up at, like, you know, starting to tilt, you know, 20 degrees, 40 degrees, 60 degrees, up until the point where
now she's got to hold on.
She decides to say, hey, let's stop the song. She's trying to keep singing through this, but she's like, hey, I'm kind of falling.
Yeah.
She doesn't say much at all other than like, stop, 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 stop. They stop the music. Everyone's cheering, which probably wasn't that helpful. But and then they slowly lower her to the ground. But that must have been scary.
I bet. You know, I haven't seen her show or this Cadillac in question, but I have seen Olivia Rodrigo do the same type of thing. She's got a little like pre-built half moon.
Yes.
That she's
sort of cool.
And she comes out. Like, it's great. If you've got bad seats, this is how you get to see this artist in any kind of real way, because often they're so far away in a stadium. We saw her at Chase and we didn't have great seats. But when she came out, that's when we got our moment with her. And she's just sitting on that thing. Like, if those malfunction, that's pretty sketchy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they have. It didn't look like Beyonce had a harness. I'm pretty sure Olivia had a harness on.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. She's sitting on a moon. She has to be wearing a harness.
Okay.
That the thing with Beyonce, I saw that. I saw where, and it would. I would have jumped out of my skin because, I mean, you're in this. She's in this big giant car, and it's tilted to one side. I would have lost my ass. I mean, it looks scary.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Totally scared
in a performer's mind. She's trying to hold it together as she's starting to go, this is not correct.
Yeah.
I'm starting to like imagine in her head she's singing, but also going, what is going on? I'm freaking out. Yikes. All right. So she's okay, though. They got it straightened out.
Yeah, they
put her on the ground.
They brought her right down nice and slow. They cleared the area. I don't know if fans were under it and they moved them out of the way, but you just see like, you know, 10 guys in black shirts and headphones like catching the car as it comes to the ground.
Bob, you're a known, by the way, Sarah's out. We are live. We're doing the show without Sarah this week.
Miss you, Sarah.
We do miss you, Sarah, but we're doing the best we can. And it's live. So, you know, this is what we're doing. you're a known Swiftie. Are you a Beyonce fan?
I think Beyonce is insanely talented. Love Beyonce. I love what she represents.
Okay.
I don't listen to her music.
Oh, all right.
It's just doesn't like sync. Click with me, you know, that's
okay.
How music is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's an icon. And I love that she has her daughter, Blue Ivy, out on her shows. I don't know if she's on this tour, but she was a big part of the last tour. Every single night, she came out and danced during one of the songs, like with all the other dancers. And I think that is so cool.
I don't know how you fire your kid.
Yeah.
I have to believe she stopped there because
yeah,
how do you tell your
kid?
Yeah, you can't tell your kid no more of that.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you want, if you were Beyonce, wouldn't you want a little mini Beyonce?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I mean, I've had my kid, my oldest has come in here and done the show. And certainly when we were broadcasting from home, my oldest would read sponsor tags. And yeah, I mean, I think just getting them to have a sort of unique experience that they wouldn't otherwise have an opportunity for is pretty cool.
Especially when you're at her stature, you have complete control. So, like, if your kid does have interest in show business and you're Beyonce,
right,
you can protect them, which is really great.
Yep.
But by the way, the videos of the car getting janky in the sky looked like a full house. So I think we've reported and there was rumors that it wasn't selling that well. Live Nation says 94% sold out.
Okay.
And the tour goes through the end of July. So
nice.
Enjoy it, Beyonce.
Glad to hear it because honestly, I don't think it's good news as these concerts are failing. I mean, I wasn't stoked to see J-Lo. I mean, I'm not a fan, but I wasn't stoked to see her have to cancel her shows. I'm not really happy to hear Katy Perry's become enemy number one. That sucks.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I would like these concerts to go well. Like, I'm a big fan of live shows and that collective experience where an artist is giving it all and the crowd is giving it all back. And that unique moment where it's just happening.
Yeah.
That's what you pay for.
It's not going anywhere. And
I hope
people
not.
Are willing to spend more and more on concerts, unfortunately, too. It's not going anywhere. Okay, next up, Hailey Bieber steps out without her engagement ring. Ooh, or her wedding ring. Not news.
Sleuths on it.
Not news. Okay. Half the time I come in here and I'm not wearing my engagement ring. Sometimes you just don't feel like carrying that thing around.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, look at that rock on
I'm wearing
finger.
It today.
Yeah.
But like I didn't take it on vacation.
You didn't?
No. I just left it.
So your ring comes on and off easily. No problem.
No problem.
Oh, okay.
I did just get it. So, you know, it fits pretty nicely.
Hmm. I had to get, so the first ring I got slid right over my knuckle and then also slid right off my knuckle and came off in the water. And so there I am as a surfer just going, I can't, this, there's no way this ring's going to make it. I went back and got a tighter one. And this one, I could probably get off with lotion if I tried, but it stays on and I'm glad for it.
Yeah. It also, though, doesn't have
a big rock. Yeah. No.
Like Haley's is even bigger than mine.
Well, I'm a genius and got mine tattooed on me, so.
I kind of love that.
Except that he's divorcing
well, they make,
her.
They make lasers for that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Or you can convince. What does it say
I
on
I want to go, her name.
Oh.
I was thinking of just doing a hand tattoo, but everybody's like, no, don't get a hand tattoo. But I'm like, I'm kind of cool. Something come up the fingers.
Why don't get a hand tattoo?
You know. Right now, I have a lot of tattoos, but I can cover them all up if I want to. But I don't know any place that I'm ever going to need to cover up tattoos. Like, I'm not going to be working in you know, some bank at some point or wherever they wouldn't allow that.
I think tattoos are – I think there are people at banks have tattoos as well. I don't think it's a thing.
You teach. The only thing I could see it being is a school thing.
No, they want that. Yeah. I mean, they let, yeah, I've definitely flaunted the dress code for the last 15 years there and nobody's ever said anything. So like the, yeah, you're supposed to wear long sleeves and things like that. And I don't do that.
There's this funny video I've seen going around on the internet where this guy, he's like in his early 20s and he got a tattoo and he's showing his mom for the first time and she's freaking out. She like grabs soap and a sponge and she's trying to scrub it off. She's like, you didn't. There's no way. Don't you ever want to get a job? And he goes, I have a job. Okay. Like, what year are you living in?
Well, you know, I remember when I first smoked a cigarette and my mom was tripping going, I did everything so that you would be a healthy baby and you're breathing smoke regularly. Like, why would you? And she's not wrong. Like, that is the tattoo thing, though. You got to get over it. They are so normal now. It's typical.
Yeah. And they're cool. They're beautiful. So I don't think Hailey Bieber not wearing her ring means anything, but the Sun is reporting that she's, you know, a source says she's apparently fed up with Justin's behavior and there's tension there. But she has never done anything except publicly support him, even when he's at his craziest. So it will be interesting to see where this goes. I'm not calling anything yet, but I definitely think his weird behavior is undeniable at this point.
I don't know how hard he tries to be a good husband. She may see a side of him that we don't see, and she may see effort that we don't see. I definitely used to have relationships where I wasn't trying, and I didn't deserve the breaks, and I didn't get them sometimes, where someone would just be like, peace, bro, you're doing your own thing, and it's clear that's what you want to be up to, and that's good.
Well, she's sitting on $1 billion, so...
I feel like, yeah, she doesn't have to take this from him anymore.
I know, I really
hope... That's my point.
I really hope that the way that deal was structured, it's, you know, separate. She has her own bank account.
Either way, she's good, and I wouldn't have expected her to hit for $1 billion, right?
Yeah, the company sold for worth $1 billion. It wasn't total cash. It had to do with, like, the performance that that Rode will do in the future, and it was, like, part... ownership over it. I don't know.
Still more money than I'll ever see.
But yes, for sure. Definitely really impressive.
Even if she can clear 10 million, she's set for life. I mean, maybe not at the standard she's living now, but
yeah.
Any one of us could find a way to trim the fat and be good with 10 mil.
Yeah, once you have that amount of money, it just keeps growing. Kind of crazy.
Money makes money.
Yeah, I think she's going to leave him. If we're taking bets, I think that she's gonna eventually just go, this freaking guy.
Yeah, her teenage fairy tale ending up with Justin Bieber maybe is not gonna work out. Speaking of money, the Bezos wedding. Did you guys talk about this much last week?
A little bit.
Yeah.
The internet is not a fan. So there's been some photos that came out. One from in the actual wedding where you see Jeff in his tuxedo and Lauren in her full lace, turtleneck, buttons all the way down the front, very expensive looking dress. And you see the crowd and it looks like they put in like a gray carpet as the floor, which was one of the things I've been seeing people, you know, talk about. But the main storyline is that they think that Lauren Sanchez is tacky. They, you know, the trolls.
Well, did Katie Couric said something about her dress that Katie Couric throwing shade and about the dress as well.
The wedding dress itself.
Wedding dress.
I haven't seen
dress.
It. Did you like it?
I didn't like it, but I actually feel a little bit bad. People are trashing everything they're seeing about the wedding. Apparently they also did, like, you know, obviously they did a lot of events leading up to the wedding as part of the weekend, including a foam party on their yacht.
That looked fun.
Have you guys ever been to a foam party?
No.
I think I went to one in college in like a frat basement. And
I've been to a Jell-O party.
Is this the dress on the cover of Vogue?
That's the dress.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
But she looks beautiful.
She does, but I don't like it. I don't like the lace up the neck like that. I don't like the tight around the... Is that just above the knees?
Yeah, that's a mermaid cut dress.
It's a mermaid cut.
Yes.
I'm not into that either, but I understand she only has to walk down the aisle, and then she'll be into the next outfit as soon as she walks back up the aisle and exits.
Yes, she did a Vogue exclusive. That's what you're looking at for the wedding. So she talks about some of the events. Another one of the events was a pajama party. So you see, because most of the shots we're getting of the event are the guests stepping onto the boats in Venice that are going to take them then to, you know, the yacht or wherever the event is. So we're getting a lot of celeb shots. Kardashians were there. Leo was there, and you see him in, you can tell he's wearing, I think it's like burgundy pajamas, but he's covered up with a jacket, and then he's wearing his baseball cap, so you can't really see him. And Oprah is in these like really fancy pajamas. And apparently as a gift, they gave everybody slippers for the pajama party. So they gave all of the men these blue velvet Venetian slippers. Nice. And then all of the women, they gave them slippers from Amazon. And Lauren said, a little bit of both. A little bit of both.
You know, I'm looking at the picture. So she's been married at least once before, mm-hmm. right? So to me, that feels like, I don't know that you, there's traditions and there's things. Yeah, I guess you can do whatever you want, especially if you have all the money. But it seems a little over the top for a second marriage.
I've seen anywhere from it's been $10 million to $50 million they spent on this wedding. And it's getting a lot of hate. But I personally, I'm like, you know what? You do you. I kind of feel bad. Everyone's trashing on her. I hope she's enjoying it.
I have a friend or friends, I should say, the family is visiting Italy, and they actually wrote me on Instagram, and they were saying, basically saying, if you think it's all the talk here on the internet, there it's the biggest news that's going around.
It's like a royal wedding, except people aren't gagging for it. They're like making fun of it. But you know who they're not making fun of? One of the big guests was Sydney Sweeney. I saw I wasn't going to pick this as a story because I didn't really consider it news that apparently she and Orlando Bloom were hitting it off. But look at this photo of them supposedly hitting it off. They're walking near each other. They're like maybe 6 feet apart, looking in opposite directions, not even conversating. But then I heard that apparently she and Tom Brady, Sydney Sweeney and Tom Brady, danced until 2 a.m. together. And that seems like it has a little bit more meat to it. So she really stole the show from Lauren Sanchez, it sounds like.
Ah, well, Orlando is on the prowl.
Yeah, you guys reported last week they are officially
broken over, out. Yeah. And I don't know, I would think you'd hold off on the prowl for a minute, but...
They might have been broken up a long time and it just got public, so...
Agreed, I understand.
I also wouldn't say that this constitutes him being on the prowl, standing near Sydney Sweeney.
Not. He's 4 feet behind her, but they know better than to be, you know, holding hands or locking arms with cameras everywhere. I mean, that is the spot where the paps are now in Italy. Is it over now?
I think so.
The whole thing's over?
I think so. So, Vin, what do we have coming up?
So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show without Sarah. You just heard Bob deliver her second celebrity trash. Great job, Bob.
Great job.
Really. And I'm going to come back with 90s Kids Summer and more after these.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. It's the Sarah and Vinny morning show. Sarah is out, but we are live. So we've all moved one seat over. I'm here. Bob's here, back from vacation. And Maddie is here running the equipment. So we're here and doing a live show for you. Hope you enjoy it.
We're really live.
Yep. Mostly sunny everywhere today, although we are currently clouded over here in downtown San Francisco, but that should break and we should see sunshine everywhere. I want to quickly thank everyone again who came out to our Saturday Pride event, Drag Me to Brunch, the performers, everyone who attended, all of our sponsors and partners in that event. It went off great.
Yeah.
Really, really fun. And I left there just incredibly grateful. So thanks to all who came. And I hope your Pride weekend was all time. This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice on Instagram. Check out the Alice973 Instagram for video reels and pics from Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles. And I'm sure a bunch of stuff from our Drag Me to Brunch event ended up on there as well. So you can get caught up there on that. So cool. Like, it's really fun when we do an event and everything comes off and you leave there going, well, that couldn't have possibly gone better.
Yes. There was a lot of overwhelming feelings of concern and just straight up love.
Okay. So I want to start with this real news real quick and then we'll get to some other nonsense. But there was a call out for a fire. A firefighter was fighting. These guys were called out in Coeur d'Alene to respond to a brush fire and then took sniper fire.
Ooh.
Two firemen were killed and one is fighting for his life. The shooter was also killed. The sniper was found dead following a shootout with police. They don't know if the police did it or he did it to himself, but this is just a really sad story when you think about the people who run into danger, risking their own life on a work day.
For us.
This is a work day for them. They clock in, they go to work, and now they're running out to put out a fire and then take sniper fire. Again, they were ambushed. This story out of Coeur d'Alene. Two firefighters were fatally shot, one fighting for his life, and that's the latest there. So I'll bring you more info as we have it. Let's hope the news is good on the third firefighter fighting for his life. The new trend, new old trend, which I thought I was already insulted by it being a 90s kid summer because it feels more like an 80s kid summer, but millennial parents are behind this trend. Some say it's just not realistic anymore. You tell me what you guys think. The new trend is called 90s kid summer. The idea is to give your kid the kind of summer you had back when everything was simpler. I've already been doing this a lot with my kids. I'm already on it because I can't stand to see them on screens when the sun's out. I just can't stand it. This means running through sprinklers, drinking hose water, riding bikes all day, and if a parent can pull it off, minimal supervision.
Well, that was the way we were brought up.
I know.
Sun's up, get outside, sun comes down, come home.
Get outside and don't come back until it's dark. They're calling it 90s nostalgia being very big right now. And I have heard rock bands are kind of making a comeback, which is
And the
great
clothes
news.
And the kids are into Nirvana and all that stuff.
Yeah. No, my daughter claimed Nirvana and I went, you would have only heard that from me, and I haven't played that for you yet. I've been holding off, but I did play it for her, so at least she wasn't a total poser. You know, posers.
Bob, you're the young one. Does this seem realistic?
For sure.
I think so too.
For sure.
I think there is definitely more of a problem to pull off and let them go out the door without, you know, check back in 10 minutes or I'll come with you.
I'll track you on my app.
Yeah. The pendulum swings and I think it's time for it to swing back to come back when the sun goes down.
Experts say it might be a great idea for some families, not others, so don't force it. It's harder to do if you live in a city or a not-so-safe area, or if both parents work, which I think is a big... It was a big reality back then, too. Like, the latchkey kid, there was a reason for that, because the parent wasn't home.
Yeah.
So you got a key to your house around your neck, and you were told to figure it out.
My mom was always working, and it was, you know, learned how to cook breakfast and lunch and, you know, make all that stuff by yourself. I was like 6 or 7 doing all that.
Six?
Yeah.
I wasn't doing that. Sandy was home.
Yeah, my mom was busy.
Sandy was home, and so I had that handled. But I did go out and, you know, left in the morning and didn't come back, and I certainly was taking the bus to the beach and would... Be surfing all day and then just get home just wiped and ready to do it again tomorrow. Let's see. There's also a chance your child isn't capable of having a 90s kid summer. If you force them outside, they might not know what to do out there.
That's a good point. Yeah. What do? I don't have a screen.
It seems like problem number one.
Well, right. There it is. See how they fare. And then go from there. But I think that's interesting. And I hope it does take, because I think we're better off outdoors in the summer. Anyway, how about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. Everybody knows that.
Good Sarah impression.
Hey, thank you.
The only known animal that lays eggs and produces milk is the platypus. Guinness officially says their beer isn't black. It's, quote, a dark ruby red.
What?
Red.
Horses can't breathe through their mouth, only through their nose.
Well, they got big nostrils.
I'm sure Sarah knew that. She did go to horse college.
Yeah.
Rhode Island is the smallest state, but it technically has a longer name than you'd think. It's officially known as the State of Rhode Island.
Oh, kind of like the Ohio State University.
It is kind of like that.
Classic.
The shortest name is a three-way tie. Ohio, Iowa, and?
Idaho?
Utah.
Oh.
Oh. You fast fact us.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
If you're at a concert and it sucks, do you still clap at the end? A new poll found most of us will always clap. It's polite and expected. 60% of Americans will clap no matter what.
It's also that social pressure. Like, have you ever seen those videos where they're testing like peer pressure on people? So like somebody gets in an elevator and they don't know it, but everyone else in the elevator is like in on a bit. Everyone in the elevator is facing away from the door. And like a lot of the times the person who comes in unexpectedly will like turn around and face the other way.
Wow.
With them, you
mean?
Yeah,
with them. Because they're like, obviously I'm missing something. I don't know these people, but I'm supposed to be facing the other direction, and they will turn around.
That's not fair. There are elevators, and I know this one is in Nike Town. When you get in, it can let out the other way.
Uh-huh, but you can see that if there's a door or not.
Good point. All right. I actually, over the weekend, at our Drag Me to Brunch show, there was a point where I was clapping along with and I was into it. I actually loved the performances and everything, but everyone had stopped and I was still clapping. And I looked over at Mason, our midday girl, and she was staring at me, and I realized, oh.
That was hilarious to watch because.
Oh, you saw that?
Of course I saw. I was sitting next to you, and yeah, Vinny's clapping, and then everybody stops, and Vinny's still clapping.
I didn't know.
Everybody's like, what are you, knock it off. But there was a lot of clapping to be done at the drag event. So
that show was so, I'd never seen a drag show. So to me, it was just, I thought it was spectacular, super fun. The vibe couldn't have been better. It was great.
Oh, shout out to Miss Shugana, the host, who's also a big fan of the show.
How was the vibe? Were they up on a stage or did they come in the audience and you tipped them? Or?
All of the above. All they the start above. On that the stage, rocks. Work the audience. There were lots of dollar bills being thrown at the performers and I went and got changed. We all did. Because yeah.
Make it rain.
Yeah, baby.
It was fun.
That's
was
so cool. I didn't know that was going to be your first drag show. They are such a hoot.
So you've been?
Yeah, I went to one in Castro once. It was like a drag brunch.
By the way, if you're just joining us and Sarah's out and we're here doing the show live and Bob is back from vacation. And so you went to some disco
festival.
What was it called?
Electric Forest.
Electric Forest.
Disco in the woods.
Have you been to Outside Lands yet?
Yeah, for sure.
Have you been to Bottle Rock?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's an event. You know, I know you're hanging up your Electric Forest fanny pack. I look forward to seeing you at Bottle Rock is such a good time.
Yeah. I'm excited to go to hopefully to Outside Lands this year and Bottle Rock maybe next year.
Next year for sure. Yeah, it's so good. You've been, right?
That was my first Bottle Rock this year.
So good.
And it's a very different vibe.
All kinds of artists I wanted. Public Enemy, Green Day.
Oh, you were there for Green Day?
Oh, yeah.
Epic. So good. All right, so I don't know where we go from here in terms of what we've got to do, but we've got to get out early. We've got to play two songs and get out early enough in order to be able to hit the 8:05.
Yeah, we got a little
prize. We got a little time. Yeah. Okay, let me go to another news story then. I'm sort of like,
by the way,
trying to time this all out.
Vinny's nervous
at the
It's a timing thing.
Yeah,
I'm not usually responsible for that.
We're not responsible for timing normally. We had a drag, it was a king, drag king. So it was a lady dressed up as a guy. I'd never seen that before.
Oh, I've never seen that.
No, it was really cool. It was super fun and she had like muscles on and everything.
There was a torso bodysuit on. And so there was a point where it was sort of, you could see it in the back of the neck is where you could tell that it was a torso bodysuit. Otherwise, it was really well done.
Yeah, no, and it was, I've never experienced, and the crowd loved it.
The lip syncing was well done for that performance.
They're great. I mean, that's what you do when you're dragging.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I don't. All right, so I wanted to do this story earlier, and it didn't get to it, so let's do this one now. Oakland has a new name for its airport.
Again.
So the San Francisco International Oakland Airport, whatever they tried to get by, didn't work out, and San Francisco sued. So the renaming of Oakland's airport is now putting the city's name first in hopes that they can still keep San Francisco Bay Area in the name. Maybe this is just their way of getting free advertising by continuing to put a name out.
I don't know. And I don't.
Advertising for an airport?
Yeah.
Well, they want people to know that it's there. A lot of people, when they fly in the Bay, they have no idea that like Oakland is just as close. You know, when you get off the plane, you can be in downtown just as fast as you can from SFO. So I think there's something there, but they should. I just don't know why you didn't have Oakland in the beginning. Like, it is Oakland. It's Oaktown.
Wait, so what's it called now?
Oakland San Francisco Bay Airport.
I just think that it's going to cause people to go to the wrong airport.
They're not giving... people are already stressed out. People are already tripping on... I'm not a great planner. That's not my thing. So I would have trouble getting that
I've
right.
I've gone to the wrong airport.
Yeah.
I've actually gone to Oakland and started to check in and realized I'm supposed to be at SFO because I'm dumb.
Yeah, well, that's so it is confusing, and it does appear to be that their latest effort is Oakland San Francisco Bay Airport, and let's see what San Francisco has to say. It's their newest effort. So
does it say if the initials are going to change?
No, it'll still be OAK. Okay.
That's helpful. That's helpful.
And I do think it's cheaper. I think
the airport?
Oakland Airport is cheaper in terms of flight prices.
I always fly out of Oakland. And I mean, if you're flying Southwest, it's a breeze because they fly everywhere from Oakland. It's one of the hubs. So it's real convenient. And yeah, not as expensive. Parking's cheaper. Or if you're me, you just Uber over in 10 minutes.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys had to say. 510 says, hey, Vin, it's the Port of Oakland that's renaming the airport, not the City of Oakland. Okay.
All right.
And I do feel like they're getting a lot of run for this. So they may very well be, by design, just getting their name out there.
We're talking about it.
Yeah. Questions about Bob. Yeah, Bob's first day on the air is today. I mean,
like
carrying a show like
hello.
This.
Doing stories. And
you're doing great, Bob. You
she
really
is
are.
Cool as a cucumber over there.
Let's see here. Not getting any acknowledgement like usual when I text the contest line. I don't know what that means. As far as the contest line goes, that whole thing is set up to run itself. If you sent in, you should be registered for the contest. That's all I can tell you. My son was born in 1990 and the helicopter parent trend was already beginning. I had friends who were doing the kids' mission projects and in touch with it at all times. Yeah, I see it a lot too. And there's pressure for parents from other parents as they're watching parents be so involved in their kids' lives. You start to go, am I supposed to? Should I be? Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you start to feel like, well, I don't want to be seen as neglectful.
Yeah, do you feel that? Do you feel competition with other parents?
I don't, but I think my wife does.
Yeah.
Yep. As a full-time, she has a full-on career, but also has two little kids. And there are times when she's like working from a field trip that she's chaperoning because she feels like she needs to be there for that, but also on calls and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great, though.
It's a lot.
This is something I think about a lot as I hope to be a parent one day. When I was a kid, my parents got divorced when I was super little, and they both worked full time. And so a lot of other parents had to watch me before school, after school, like pick up some of that slack, like field trip slack. And I think that if you are a parent who is a stay at home parent, or you're not a VP at a company, you know, being a boss babe, I think it's really nice if you can be that extra support for other kids. Because I think of those parents who are around for me, they were second parents to me, and they'll be invited to my wedding. And I think it's really nice if we can kind of all help support each other.
And I hope you have that for you. That's a network you're going to want.
Right,
your family's not here, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, our family, like, my mom is down south, so she has to fly in when we needed help. And it becomes a thing that you just need someone who can help in this moment. You guys are crazy.
Oh.
I lost it. It's about the dress, though. Oh. They think that her dress is beautiful. Oh, here it is. You guys are crazy about Lauren Sanchez's dress. It's so beautiful. Okay.
It is ornate. It is detailed. It is definitely a work of art. It's just like, I don't know. I'm just out on lace right now, I think, especially. Like a lot of the wedding dresses about people I know who are getting married, it's a lot of like satin or crepe, just very smooth, not a lot of the beading or lace.
And you like it or you don't like it, the lace?
No, I think I'm not as interested in lace okay. right now.
So you haven't picked a dress out yet?
No.
Okay.
No, that's like, ah!
So how does that work?
Well.
Will you go with Susan or do you take a girlfriend?
Oh, come on. No, I don't go with Susan.
Well, I don't know if you're worried about the tradition of him not seeing the dress until the day.
I know we're towing the line of modern and
you're not taking his name, right?
I don't know. That's a different topic. Let's just focus on the dress.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you got to go like I think a year in advance to look at the dress.
TikTok, TikTok, it's coming.
I know. I'm like 15 months out right now. It's really the furthest thing from my mind because I would love to be a lot skinnier
when I go shopping. Like that.
But
I'm
also
sure,
I get a burrito like 3 out of 5 days on my way home from this job. So yeah, we'll see.
You got to eat.
I know. You're right.
We did a story last week where a couple at the, what do you call that? The altar?
Yeah.
Up there on the stage right after they'd been married, they Rochambeau'd for the last name.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I heard you guys talk about that. Do you think that was like planned?
Planned a Rochambeau for it.
But do you think that like the outcome was genuine?
I think that this is what I said at the time when we did the story. I actually would feel completely guilty winning. Especially because I'm up in front of the audience and now I've won and I know Christina, my wife, is competitive. So she would absolutely be like, which you really don't want.
No, it's no way to start a...
yeah.
So I don't know if that's... I do think they probably wanted to go viral and did that with the idea of the end result.
It's cool. If it was genuine, that's freaking cool. I wouldn't do that.
Time to wrap it up.
Yeah, getting there.
Okay. So, right after these, we've got a contest for you and celebrity trash. What's coming up in the trash?
We've got the UK's Coachella did not disappoint. Glastonbury coming up.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.